Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 93 today, under mainly sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, highs level off around 91. Dry with temps above average, Thursday and Friday, and highs in the upper 80s. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, and 85 on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 81.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. The Cinco de Mayo Committee and Liberal will host a community fiesta pageant, J.P. Bazette reports.
It's happening on Saturday at the Seward County Activity Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the event starts at 7. Eight young women will compete for the title of Miss Southwest Fiesta and scholarships. Admission is $5 for adults, while kids 15 and under get in free. The festivities continue Sunday with a parade at 2:30 p.m. and activities at the Activity Center starting at 4 p.m.
Nearly 2 years after police arrested him for trying to get into a Derby elementary school with a loaded handgun, a 37-year-old Latham man appeared in Sedgwick County District Court. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office says that Billy Jack Daniels faces charges that include the criminal use of weapons and the possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Phone and internet services are vital to accessing health care and community services, finding employment, and calling for help in an emergency. However, that cost to stay connected is out of reach for many Kansans. In observance of Lifeline Awareness Week, September 8th through the 14th, the Kansas Corporation Commission is joining utility regulators nationwide in creating awareness of the Lifeline program and encourages those in need of assistance to apply. Lifeline provides federal and state discounts of up to $17.02 per month to help pay for residential or wireless phone service, internet, or a bundled phone and internet plan. And subscribers living on tribal lands qualify for additional discounts. Currently, nearly 8 million Americans, including 23,000 in Kansas, are enrolled in the program. Eligibility is based on income. You must be at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines or participation in certain assistance programs that include the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, Medicaid Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, Federal Public Housing Assistance, or FHPA, Veterans Pension and Survivors Pension Benefit, Bureau of Indian Affairs General Assistance, Tribally Administered Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, Head Start Tribal Program that are income-based, or the Food Distribution Program on tribal lands. More information on income eligibility, participating providers, and the enrollment process is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov or by calling 800-662-0027. The K-State 105 initiative is bringing together several partners, Kansas State University, the University of Kansas Health System, and Phillips County Health Systems, to support rural health care in Phillips County. As part of this partnership, Phillips County Health Systems is serving as a pilot program for innovative healthcare solutions. The pilot program involves actively engaging community members in identifying and addressing community-specific healthcare priorities. Tara Overmiller, the CEO of Phillips County Health Systems, said that together they aim to advance their health care services, make sound and sustainable decisions, and continue providing exceptional care for their area. Through K-State 105, K-State Research and Extension agents are assisting Phillips County Health Systems in surveying the community, as the K-State 105 partners are helping with data and information analysis, as well as strategic health care initiative development to keep care close to home. The K-State 105 partnership between K-State and the University of Kansas Health System is a first-of-its-kind collaboration that brings together the land-grant mission and statewide presence of K-State through K-State Research and Extension with the expertise and experience of the state's only academic health system. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly said the August state government tax revenue of nearly $23 million above projections reflected greater than last year collections of personal income tax and retail sales tax. The revenue stream to the state hasn't been fully modified by a tax cut law that was approved during a special session by the 2024 legislature and Kelly when, in June, the governor signed a bill reducing state taxes by $1.2 billion over 3 years, and that was approved with bipartisan support of legislators. The focus of that compromise law was changed to the state income tax rate. However, a statewide sales tax on groceries will also be fully repealed on January 1st. The special session tax bill was endorsed 121-2 in the House and 34-4 in the Senate in June. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins of Wichita said to help get Kansans' taxpayer monies back into their hands where it belongs, House Republicans are already working on legislation for the 2025 session that would help ease the burden of rising property taxes. He said the revenue numbers for August provide even more proof that additional tax relief, especially property tax relief, is not only needed but can be implemented responsibly. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Gear up for a safe school year with Norton County Hospital and Clinics. Whether walking, biking, or riding the bus, stay visible and follow safety rules. Pack smart to avoid strain and focus on healthy habits like hand washing, staying hydrated, and reaching for healthy snacks. Don't forget, plenty of sleep for success. Norton County Hospital and Clinics wishes you a safe, successful, and healthy school year ahead.
On Monday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags throughout the state of Kansas be lowered to half staff from sunup to sundown tomorrow, Wednesday, September the 11th, to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September the 11th, 2001. Governor Kelly said we should never forget the thousands who were injured and the nearly 3,000 Americans whose lives were tragically taken during an act of terrorism 23 years ago. She said despite the extreme tragedy of the day that scarred so many of us, we also remember the bravery and courage of our nation's first responders who went above and beyond to save lives, even as they lost more than 400 of their own. On behalf of the state of Kansas, Governor Kelly said she thanks them for their service and sacrifices. The Kansas Department of Transportation is reminding motorists that they began a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 283 in Graham County on August 20th. The project work consists of a surface recycle and chip seal on 12.6 miles of U.S. 283, starting 2.7 miles north of the Trigo County line and ending approximately 1 mile south of the U.S. 24 junction. The traffic is reduced to one lane in the areas where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car. Motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes during the daylight hours, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be completed in late September, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6132. The Kansas Manufacturing Council, or KMC, announced the 16 products that made it into the 2024 Coolest Thing Made in Kansas People's Choice Tournament. KMC Executive Director Brandy McPherson gave her congratulations to the 16 Kansas-made products that made it into this year's tournament, saying that they're a great representation of the diverse items made in Kansas communities across the state. Among the 16 Kansas-made products up for votes is a mobile flavor station condiment cart from New Age Industrial Corporation, Incorporated, in Norton. The 16 products will compete in head-to-head matchups, and those receiving the most votes in each matchup will advance to the next round, moving one step closer to winning the ultimate prize, which is being named the coolest thing made in Kansas, People's Choice. McPherson said with the tournament set, voting is open for the first round until tomorrow, Wednesday, September the 11th at 5 p.m. The winner will be announced during the Kansas Manufacturing Summit that's going to be held on Tuesday, October 9th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Wichita. The 16 manufacturers featured in the contest will be invited to the Coolest Celebration reception the night before the summit and be asked to display their products during the summit. Presented by Forvis Mazars, the competition is a great way to learn about the many products manufactured in Kansas, and Kansans can learn more about the tournament and how to vote for your favorite at KansasCool.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Kansas fall harvest continues to get underway as sorghum harvest has started across the state, corn harvest continues, and wheat planting continues as well. The latest numbers from National Ag Statistics show that 14% of the state's corn harvest is complete. That's equal to last year and 10% for the five-year average. 88% of the crop has dented, while 55% has matured versus 51% last year and ahead of the 39% average. The crop is rated 41% good to excellent, down 7 points from last week, 32% fair and 27% poor to very poor. State soybean condition rated 55% good to excellent. That's down 6 points from last week, 30% fair and 15% poor to very poor. 93% of the crop was setting pods, while 23% were dropping leaves, behind 32% last year and near the 20% average. 2% of the Kansas sorghum crop has been harvested, near 3% last year and 1% average. 97% of the crop has headed, while 67% of the crop is coloring, near 63% last year and the average. 22% of the crop is mature, near 19% last year and ahead of the 11% average. The sorghum crop in the state rated 42% good to excellent, down 4 points from last week, 36% fair, 22% poor to very poor. Topsoil moisture rated 41% adequate to surplus, down 8 points from last week, 59% poor to very poor. Subsoil moisture rated 37% adequate to surplus, down 7 points from last week, and 63% in the poor to very poor category. You're listening to the Kansas
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Fall calving season is upon us, and Valley Vet Supply stands ready with the calving equipment you need. They have great prices on calf pullers. Be prepared with OB chains and accessories. You'll want a colostrum replacement product on hand, too. Valley Vet has Colostrex products to supplement or replace poor quality colostrum. The friendly staff at Valley Vet can help guide you in selecting ID tags for your specific livestock operation. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Our sunny, warm, and dry weather pattern will keep up for a while. Upper-level high pressure is still in place, and dry air is in the central plains. Daytime highs will stay a little above average for the rest of this week, mostly 80s in eastern Kansas and 90s in the western counties. It's likely the pattern will stick around through the upcoming weekend and into early next week. Very low precipitation chances with a dry southerly flow coming in. We have to look way out to the long-range models to find any kind of a change in the pattern, maybe next Tuesday or Wednesday. In the meantime, we stay warm and dry. On the map heading into the afternoon, high pressure covers most of the western states. There's a little bit of moist air getting into the Rockies, but none of it will make it into Kansas. We have downsloping westerly wind that'll be drying out the atmosphere. A low pressure lead trough is set up near our western counties that'll keep things very warm in western Kansas for the next few days. Tropical storm Francine is expected to get to hurricane force today just off the Texas Gulf Coast, making landfall in Louisiana tomorrow afternoon as a Category 2. For us, just dry, warm, and breezy. This pattern will stay firmly in place through the upcoming weekend. The models do hint of a change in the pattern by the middle of next week for more fall-like conditions and maybe some rainfall. For now, expect above-average daytime highs and dry weather over Kansas. This afternoon in the northwest counties, we'll be in the low 90s, upper 50s overnight, low 90s north central. Tonight, we're in the upper 50s, upper 80s northeast and mid 50s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low to mid 90s with mid to upper 50s overnight. We're in the upper 80s to mid 90s south central. Tonight, mid 50s, mid to upper 80s southeast and upper 50s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Legends are made when a calculated risk pays off. I'm Clint Bowyer, and as a professional NASCAR driver, I pushed the limits and made a living taking risks. But there's one risk that I never take, driving without a seatbelt. Life isn't a race, and there are no prizes for getting to the end first. Be a living legend for yourself and for those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm Clint Bowyer, and I'm proud to call the speedway, highways, and back roads of Kansas my home. Racing is an intense, competitive job where legends are made and sometimes crash. Heck, I've even had my share of close calls. But there's one risk I'd never take. Without a question, I always wear my seatbelt. Be a living legend for yourself and those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol.